or does not identify patterns of behavior.
Now, which item is this?
Are you able to search it by the word pattern?
Let's see.
Hold on. No, it's a Google. No, it's not one of my options. Because I just pulled up on the internet.
What's the word?
Pattern.
An existing pattern. Yes, something about an existing pattern.
Yeah, a child's experience or conduct. Are you talking, what is this pattern? You can't think of things that have kept happening in the therapy session from past ones and they don't identify a pattern? Does it have to be a pattern within the specific session that you're watching?
No.
You can think about something that's happened recurrent.
Yeah, like, it says here, like, a kid continues to forget doing his homework.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be in the session.
Okay. Because I've been coding it as such, like, thinking about patterns that she keeps doing that aren't necessarily addressed. But I didn't know if we had to focus just on a particular session.
Like, I think today she really, like, she didn't point out so much that, like, I don't think that we should think about it.
Oh, don't close it, because I
want to
ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was thinking, like, when I coded, I was thinking, well, she didn't say anything about Cheyenne. But how would you know? I mean,
what about leaving early?
That's what I was thinking about.
Right.
She didn't point it out.
Right.
That's what I thought.
So she's not identifying a pattern, but it's referring to a pattern that you've seen across sessions.
Exactly, but how am I supposed to know about a pattern that the therapist does not identify if I'm not thinking about a session?
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, the therapist would either say, hey, you know, this isn't the first time you forgot doing your homework. You've forgotten it the last 3 weeks that I've met with you.
That would be identified.
Or if they don't say anything, then it's uncharacteristic.
I know, but if they don't say anything, I know that it didn't say anything because I know
you've
that that's typical of the child. If you don't say anything and I'm only thinking about this session, I don't know that you're not identifying a pattern because I don't know about a pattern.
No, but if I don't say anything about a pattern, I'm not identifying a pattern, regardless of whether a pattern is taking place. I'm not saying anything, so it's uncharacteristic.
So it would never be neutral.
Well,
what if the therapist mentioned one pattern?
Okay, so that would be
maybe more neutral.
I think we're just reacting because, like,
you guys established reliability on that item.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear it up in terms of future coding. Past sessions. Like, remember, I don't remember what movie the theorist says, like, you have to come into the session with no memory or want or something like that.
No memory, no desire, Wilfred Bion.
But, like, it's including memory. Like, you would know that there's a pattern that they're not coming to now because you've seen other sessions. So, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this Q sort was not developed from a Bionian point of view.
Okay.
This Q sort was developed to encompass the widest possible variety of process in a number of theoretical orientations, including cognitive behavioral, psychodynamic, gestalt, existential, humanistic, supportive. So,
okay.
This isn't like Bionian.
Right.
Would a Bionian not identify like a pattern that had been going on?
No.
That's so
Bionian
weird.
Would just focus on the here and
but
now.
But how do you develop insight if you're not looking at...
You focus on the insight in the here and now.
Oh,
someone like the psychology here and
but
now.
Someone could just completely remain unconscious of a pattern if you don't say
but
it.
But it would occur in the moment, in the session.
You would wait for them to have the insight themselves in the session or wait for them to do it twice in the session
yeah,
or make a
could,
link.
Exactly.
Twice.
Otherwise,
I couldn't wait for that. I'd be like, oh, you did this 3 sessions ago, too.
I think Bion would say that you're just kind of making it a more cognitive exercise that really doesn't have an emotional component to it.
Okay. More emotional if it's happening at that same state.
Yeah.
In the session.
Now, I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah.
But that is what a Bionian would do.
Okay.
So, but this is not a Bionian Q sort.
Right. I guess because a lot of the other items you're not supposed to be sorting according to what's happened in past sessions, just this session, but I guess that makes sense for this item.
Well, I mean, this item, you're right, you're just supposed to take the session as it is.
Right.
As a hermetically sealed,
right,
in a vacuum experience. Mm-hmm. And so unless the therapist brings up outside material that you've been doing this in the past, you know, you wouldn't know as a coder.
Right.
So if they don't bring it up, it's uncharacteristic because you know that they didn't bring it up.
Hermetic is a GRE word.
It is.
Why is it GRE?
Hermetic.
What does it mean?
It means like tight, airtight.
So at least you'll get that one right.
Yeah.
That was an example of
yeah,
an easy one for me.
Yeah.
That's like a more
that's
super common
one. Right.
It's Italian very common.
Yeah.
You use it like
hermetic.
All right.
I had an item question, as long as
yes,
you have that search feature. The item about non-directiveness.
That was my...
Were you playing a game?
No, not...
Sounds like a game noise.
No, this was my FTP. I just uploaded the lecture, today's lecture, onto my website.
It's kind of like you were playing Mario or something. So non-directive. My question is, sometimes she's non-directive in terms of, like, the activities of the session and what Celeste wants to do in the session, but she'll directively bring up a topic to talk about.
Should I type in non-directive?
Yeah, non-directive, I think we'll bring it up. And I just wanted to clarify if both of those are included. Aw. Isn't there an item therapist is non-directive?
Same
way about the item. Maybe type in directive. Maybe it says not directive. Therapist is non-directive. Therapist allows the child to choose.
Oh,
something like that.
Follows the lead of the child.
Follows the lead. Yeah, maybe follows or something.
Lead.
Yeah, follows might find it. Therapist tends to follow. No, maybe it's follow. Tends to follow the. Oh yeah, that one.
17.
Imposes structure. Okay. Teaches Scott. I don't know. My question was like, so you know, she's clearly non-directive in terms of letting Cheyenne choose the activities or
mm-hmm.
the play, and you know, Cheyenne says, "Okay, let's do this." And, oh, okay, you know, just
yeah.
follows. But then sometimes, like halfway through the session, she'll be, "Cheyenne, I wanted to bring something mm-hmm. up to you. You know that, you know, you were pretty angry with me the last few sessions. You know, can we talk about that?" So like. And I know one swallow doesn't make a summer, so maybe, like, in each session there's maybe, like, one of those, so it is more,
yeah.
still more non-directive if the play
sure, is
Sure,
I would say maybe four.
Yeah, I think that's what I did.
Like,
four.
Three.
Okay. But non-directive should, yeah. So, but, I mean, generally, the, you know, non-directive, but...
I think three.
If she introduces a topic, then bump it up a little. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can see that, like, it's probably something you talked about in supervision, so she's bringing it
right.
up, and but that is, you know, being somewhat direct.
Right. No, absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Beyond would not approve of that.
Yeah, but I think you have to be, because there's a theme, and, you know, if the child's not going to bring it up, you got to address it.
When you
like
follow
Cheyenne,
you're
like
never
going
to bring up anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not going to ever
if you follow
get
her
there,
lead,
you're
going to
babysit her
might
for an
never
hour.
Be.
Because that's what
Peter.
She's looking for.
Yeah.
A lovely babysitter that is there for her.
So you just have to tell her to get up off her ass and do something.
That's a good way to do it.
Count to 10 when you're feeling frustrated.
Yeah, right.
Do it with me. 1, 2, oh my gosh.
All right, so let's start. Number one.
We start. Gotta start somewhere.
Numero uno. Child expresses negative feelings toward therapist. That should be nailed.
Okay, so what did I have? I had a 5.
Yes.
So the reason, do you think they were actively avoided?
Yeah, because she was pissed off about the birthday, but was loving, I love you. No, no, you didn't love you. She said, like, I'm going to celebrate your birthday with throwing a party for your birthday. She even sent, when they were leaving to go get something, she even sent her a kiss. Like, only she kissed her, I only could hear the sound of, like, mwah. I don't know if it was, like, sent or
right.
given. But like, I thought that was, like, a reaction to, really, I'm mad at you.
But she invited people to the birthday party that Lene doesn't like. And that was, like, a whole conversation. Lene's like, well, why would you invite somebody that I don't like? Do I get any input in this? Why? Cheyenne, answer me. Why are you inviting somebody that I don't like?
But I didn't feel that there was an expression of, like, that feeling to it, too.
I also didn't invite somebody that...
Well, she kind of like just answered like so who's coming to my party, like and something like even people there, and I'm like, yeah, and Lene kind of took it, I think Lene was trying to go somewhere with it, but Cheyenne was just like, yeah, whatever, and then kind of like called up and fixed with the dad.
Well,
and
it got resolved. I don't know, I'm not sure.
I think one would be extreme.
Right.
Especially, did she express any negative feelings? Right? None at all?
I put it in a 5 only because, like, I also do invite somebody to the person whose birthday it is that they don't like to that party.
No, that's, that is a, an inference. That's an
inference. Because, like, the dad did, right? And then he called the dad, and the mom saved the day.
And she saved it anyway. She was the mom, and she saved it.
Right. Okay.
That's an inference.
Four?
I think of 3.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can't make inferences. You have to have direct evidence of hostility being expressed toward the therapist for this item to be bumped into the positive territory. Therapist actively exerts control over the interaction. This sounds familiar. Sylvia in 5, Leia in 1.
I thought she saw him believe in Cheyenne the whole time. And also Cheyenne's like, sit down, it's your birthday, okay, you paint while I do this. And
but I think exactly what Laura was talking about a minute ago, I think that's exactly what was brought up. Like, a couple of times I said, Cheyenne, I wanted to talk to you about something. I did at least twice with it. Last week you were mad at me because of this and that and that. You think you're not mad anymore? You think you're mad because you were mad because of the birthday thing?
I have no recollection of that conversation.
Should I pull up the video? Oh, actually, I don't have the video, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are the disadvantages?
Were you watching our session?
Yeah.
She brought up feeling angry in our session.
Was
I watching?
I don't
know. Uh-oh.
Thinking about that.
I don't think
might explain why you had better reliability with me, but you had bad reliability with Dustin.
I didn't get it from the website. He sent
no.
it to me.
You yeah, you watched it.
You sent her
no,
the
no,
right
we
video?
Were the same session. We're talking about the phone call.
Yeah.
We didn't have a phone call.
It was the same session. We're talking about the phone call.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you paranoid.
No. It definitely was the same session.
Are you sure?
The phone
yeah.
call, the dad,
because your
the
reliability with Laura is higher
yeah, but
on
Dustin,
a different session
she had
than
bad
with
reliability
Leia.
With Dustin, though.
Huh?
But I wrote the address of Sylvia and Leia together on the
we
sentence.
The same session.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the phone call with the father couldn't have happened twice. And the birthday party, inviting the people she
no.
didn't know, she
no
didn't
phone
want.
Phone. Yeah.
Okay,
no all right.
Sure.
I just sent Laura. Laura's the only one I sent our video
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Sent
we definitely
okay.
had the same session.
It would take twice as long if I had somehow done that, you know?
Okay. All right.
I think because she was saying, you seem very happy today, and she was completely in denial of the fact that she was mad that I think her grandma canceled her birthday party, and she was saying that was somewhat okay or something like that. And then And then Lene said something like, so I wanted to tell you about, talk to you about, you know, last week and how you were really upset and you really didn't like my glasses. And,
Are you sure it was a session?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why.
Maybe. No, I'm
really sure. I mean, I believe you. So, in theory, if that were to happen, I'm sure that I would not have it anymore.
Okay.
But I guess it would be more of a Chinese problem. What would you do?
Well, I think, like, if, you know, like, yeah, like a three, like a three or a four, like what Laura was saying earlier, like if this happened once or twice, like, didn't you say like a three or four?
I could pull up the session from my email if you want,
on
your laptop.
Yeah, I pulled it right after.
Well, do you guys have a record of like times when certain things happen? Or?
I mean, I have notes on the session.
Because Dustin could retrieve the video.
No way.
How convenient. I'm just kidding. All right.
Okay.
So moving right along. 20.
We're not moving very far now.
No. Child is provocative, tests limits of the therapy relationship. Sylvia said that's characteristic of this session. Leia said it's not characteristic of this session.
I feel like I should have.
So she was testing limits of the therapy.
Yeah, I think that she was. Also, she was ordering Lene around.
Around and throwing the balls at the wall a couple of times.
Yeah.
And
she wouldn't answer Lene.
And also when the people said, like, what do you think other people would think?
All right. That was easily resolved. 51.
That's also good, John. Non-productive, it's your birthday party. And
it's your birthday.
Yeah, that's, I thought she was going to get some.
Therapist makes explicit statements about the end of the hour, upcoming weekend, or holiday.
Yeah.
Now either yes she does or no she doesn't. Right?
Yes she did.
Yes she did.
Oh wait. Oh, 51. I'm sorry, 51.
Oh, okay. Child attributes own characteristics or feelings to the therapist. I told you. Like the whole birthday, we're celebrating your birthday. Like, it was all about her birthday.
That's what Kat chant. So there was no feeling that she was projecting. There was, like, a reversal of the scene, like, celebrating Renee's birthday as opposed to Cheyenne's, but I didn't think that there was, like, a feeling that she was projecting onto Renee.
The feeling of wanting your birthday celebrated, because her birthday wasn't celebrated by Renee and by her grandma and Hilda.
This is what we call the projection card. Did Cheyenne use projection?
So we're discussing in terms of, you know, how Cheyenne wanted her birthday celebrated and it wasn't. This wasn't talked about, just we know this.
It was. In the conversation that you don't remember.
I gotta try that at some people. That's great.
Cheyenne wanted the celebration, but instead, Lene is the one who's celebrating this birthday in this party scene. Is that count for this item?
Because Lene is celebrating a birthday?
Because Cheyenne is throwing a party for Lene the whole time.
Cheyenne is throwing a party for Lene.
For Lene's birthday.
But is Cheyenne attributing characteristics or feelings?
Like the wanting the birthday party. She wants a birthday party and she throws a birthday party for Lene.
But she didn't say, Lene, do you want a birthday? You want a birthday party, don't you? You really want a birthday
party. Is like she attributing a desire for Lene to have a birthday party to Lene?
The fact that she's throwing a birthday party for her is attributing a desire.
But
See, that's again, that's an inference.
Yeah.
We gotta go with the explicit here. We're researchers. We're not clinicians.
We should do research on how mood affects the perception of coders and their coding.
Or well, counter-transference towards...
We could have counter-transference towards the patient.
We could, or the therapist.
I mean, well, that's, you know, clearly that Lene is looking at that, but she's not looking at our counter-transference towards the patient.
That's true.
I guess she's trying to get us, like, you know, inter-rater reliability, you know, if it's good, I guess, suggest that at least we have equal levels of counter-transference or counter-transference in the same direction.
Or
I could be like, I have so much homework to do. Why am I Q sorted?
Then five. Because if that doesn't
resentful
count, then
resentful of the Q sorted.
Yeah, I was maybe even lower. You know. Okay, 53. Child conveys awareness of own internal difficulties. Sylvia in 2, Leia in 6.
No, she's right, because in one occasion she said, I don't want to talk about it because if I talk about it, I'll stop crying. So she had somewhat of an awareness.
That might even bump her up to a 7. That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I completely forgot about it, and when you read it, I saw that scene. And
do you agree that scene existed, Leia? You're so invested in beating them.
They were painting, and the girl had to go back to the camera.
Yeah, I remember her when they paint, like, you get paint, and I'm gonna get ready.
No, that was after, before that. They were painting together at the table. That's what happened.
Okay, so we're going to
we're okay?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, 65. Therapist clarifies, restates, or rephrases child's communication. Sylvia in 5, Leia in a whopping 9.
I'm pretty sure I'm looking in the right column. I'm in the second column.
Well, we'll go back up to the top. LB.
LB.
Okay, so I clearly have some dissociation that I was watching. But I don't think it was a 9. I remember when I was coding, though, I didn't feel like enough happened in the session, but there wasn't anything in characteristic. I had to, like, move
stuff up.
I remember that. And, like, then between the 2s and everything, that's like others. It shouldn't be a 9, but I remember the session, like, I couldn't find enough of the characteristic.
I had enough in the characteristic, I just had none in the center. Like, I had a lot in the non-characteristic. I had to move 13 cards from the non-characteristic to the center. The characteristic might be fine.
13? Wow.
And the first one.
So
we're okay with this, or?
What do we have?
5.
You want to
do
6?
Okay. All right, 69. Child's current or recent life situation is emphasized.
They didn't put them back to the hospital. Hold
on. You have it in 2, I think.
You have it in 7, Sylvia, and Leah has it in 2.
The recent life situation.
So that would be characteristic, it would be emphasized.
Yeah, that's why you have it in 2.
Oh. So
2.
Okay.
In other words, current life is actively avoided in discussion or play.
You think you're just fit? Because it's happened a few times already.
Yeah, I feel like
If it were totally flipped, Leia, you'd have a negative correlation with Sylvia.
I mean, I think our correlation is poor as it is.
You just had a bad day.
I think I did. I mean, I honestly remember coding and not thinking it was like that hard to code something twice.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So I remember, like, I don't know why.
All right.
I did that once. Like, did the whole spreadsheet in the wrong order, like 9 was 1, 1, 9.
Yeah, but then it would be a negative correlation, and that's not what we have here.
One time I did something even worse because the extremes were fine. I just reversed the 4s and the 6s.
Yeah, I wonder.
Did you bring your materials with you?
Remember,
you have that special way of doing stuff too.
I know, and the thing is, it's not because of this thing. It's because it might have been because I didn't actually write it on here, so I was taking the file, transferring it over to the next file. So I wonder if like some of my files are.
That actually what the should be. Pretty great. Doesn't feel like they keep them in order anymore. Yeah, it is really good. I don't keep writing it. So I don't know. What's the next item? 70. Child struggles with controlling feelings or impulses.
This is what I have. I have 1.
You have it in 1. Sylvia has 5. So she wasn't struggling at all with controlling impulses?
No, she was like happy the entire time and nothing happened. Like, I mean, there might have been some avoidance. There was just no talk with anything.
But 1 was really not a
Also, in terms of like the birthday party, when they kept saying, like, well, why? Why would you invite people when I don't want to do the birthday party? And, you know, Cheyenne's kind of, like, ignoring it. And then she just solves the problem, like in a second. She, like, picks up the phone, why don't you call your dad? And then, like, the mom saves the day in, like, 2 seconds. Like, I just felt like there could have been talk at things that were, like, emotionally taxing for her. But like, a struggling. Like, she didn't, there was no emotion. There was, like, no affect, like, leaving her life. Like, if she wasn't struggling to hold something in, there was just, like, no expression of anything that was...
That's what I put in the middle of my opinion. Because it was not characteristic of the session, but it was not strongly uncharacteristic. I mean, I didn't think, like, she was, like, not making any effort at all to regulate feelings, or... I just thought it didn't apply too much to the session. For me, please.
Yeah, I think a 1 is a little bit extreme, but I guess I would put it more closely on characteristic.
I think a 1 would be something like this. The child is sitting there playing tiddlywinks, and the therapist is saying, you know, your mother just died yesterday, and you aren't showing any emotion. Oh, I don't feel anything. That's where this item would probably go in a 1. Right. So there had to be some context that would pull for the child to be in a struggle with controlling feelings or impulses. But if the child really isn't being put in a situation where he or she is being pulled to control feelings or impulses, you know, you can't really give it a 1. I mean, maybe a 3 or 4, yeah. All right, so that's...
It's interesting because both Dustin and I thought that item was really low in our session because she just had a big span of affect and, you know, just didn't hold it back. But is that...
Well, she wasn't struggling.
Pretty correct. She wasn't struggling with
right.
it. She was angry, but then, you know, she... But I guess she managed it, but she didn't struggle to manage
yeah.
it. Just sort of, she was angry, but then eventually she was happy again.
Right.
Okay, so that's
she's not struggling to control herself.
Okay.
All right, so that was 70, and then we go to 73.
Did the therapist ever have to, does the patient ever get, like, hostile enough that the therapist is, like, I have to you know, tell this patient either to stop or...
Oh, absolutely. Stop. I had a 6-year-old boy punch me in the eye once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't tell?
Wow. Yeah.
Trying to just be like pushing Linnea's button.
There was with saying aggressive things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you should ever set a limit on saying aggressive things because you want to be really expressive. But there was a session when they were playing with the punching gloves, and Linnea was like, "That's too hard. You know, you need to be more careful." Yeah. You know, so there was a point where she set a limit, like where you know it's okay to play punch because that you know she let out some aggression, but
do you remember your team?
She would set a limit.
We're having some issues here.
Okay, so is it possible to go into my email just to double check? Because I'm not even agreeing with the scores that I have here. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
What's your account?
It's lburger1.
No, what's your. The server?
Gmail.
Okay.
Like, the email of me sent.
We can do it here. Do you
want to do it? Sure. Are you going to do it there?
Right?
Huh?
Do you have my distribution?
Oh, okay, mine.
Okay.
So you're saying it's my mistake?
I'm not saying it's your mistake.
I'm just catching up here. What day did you send it to me?
Did you send the right session? The right document?
Well, what session number is it?
8.
What did I say?
P2.
It's like P2D. Unless I sent the wrong session.
It's wrong sleeping.
That's
possible.
What I did the
other
week. Do you know what document
I
saved it as?
The reliability is not terrible,
but
not good.
Like,
the attachment you need?
Yeah,
what is the attachment called?
What's it called?
Yeah.
Why did it say session?
Session 8LB.
Okay,
8.
So
then
it is
8.
That shouldn't be
8. No, it says P. Oh, 8
no, it's
LB.
8.
And then the subject says you set P2.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you agree with 8,
right? It's,
you mean our 8
session? Yeah, that's
session
8.
The 8 one we did?
Yeah, that's on session 8. So can we just double check that one with the phobic behavior and then there is that?
The phobic?
Yeah, what item?
73? Yeah. 73. I really know the difference in
numbers. 9? Okay, so I don't know how this happened.
It does.
Maybe I scored 9.
No, I can't believe that you scored 9.
I didn't.
That's the thing. It's like, this could not be, like, it just would not apply.
Right.
Did you mean to score at 1?
No.
Not
it
even.
It wasn't a 1
yeah.
either.
Because sometimes, like... Yeah, because sometimes you just put it in like the opposite.
Could you have just like, did you have the 9 tiles?
No, I had one. Yeah.
Could you have possibly like picked the 3 that was supposed to be extreme and mixed it with the middle one?
Can you check and see if
there would be too many 9s then?
Like there's the right amount of each number?
Sure.
And you have more than.
I added it right.
Could you have saved it? Something else if you made 8?
No, this was definitely 8. Yeah, you know, for all of them, it doesn't work. You don't like say that. And say that it isn't like, I agree with you.
Yes, the distribution is correct. It's a good thought.
Well, if something weird happened,
They pulled it off pretty nicely in the 6.3.
Well, yeah, but yeah. You're, or she's more highly correlated with Laura, who did a different session. I'm not too impressed with that.
Oh, no. But I mean,
randomly, that this stuff happens.
Something
sometimes.
Happened, and it being a 6.63. Like normally, when something weird happens, like a negative.
Yeah, right, two, right, right. No, it's unusual. If there was a major mistake. Is there a way you can check that, Leia?
Yeah, I mean, I can check between like my session 7 and session 8 and make sure that they're different. Yeah, I mean, I'll recheck.
I mean, I can check what you gave me last week with what I had this week.
I'm really baffled. Like, I know that I didn't put it in a 9, but I must have somehow put it in a 9. I don't really
think you did last week.
This is...
No, that's the thing. Like,
this was last week's LB9. I mean, I label them myself.
Right.
LB9 and then LB15. And you can see they're...
Different.
They're different.
And like, but even last week, it wouldn't have made sense this item in a 9. Like, phobic behavior was never a 9 in any session.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just not phobic at all.
Or even phobic.
Phobic. Maybe phobic. That's another option.
Maybe she was phobic, just not phobic.
Just not phobic.
I don't know. I can keep going. All
right, this is troubling. All right, so let's continue.
So that was sick. Average because you guys did so well at canceling.
Yeah,
class, so
actually it was a good week for you guys to be on the low side because we were on the high side. They're probably averages.
So there you are. 0.7. You're picking up this other group here.
But I think of us as like all as a team. Like we
it's like Michael Jordan carrying the Bulls to victory. He carries
We've
them
been
on his back.
In other weeks. They've been ahead of us in other weeks. So, but I think that that's maybe the good thing about having two different teams, because then, you know, to hit that 0.7 average.
Well, hopefully, you know, they will be picking you guys up.
Yeah, do the same for us.
Otherwise,
we'll
call
it. Some more
sessions. Don't give us more sessions. Do we get paid more?
You have to talk to Lene about that.
More sessions.
Hey, did you guys ever get paid from Celeste? The ones who...
No, not this time.
Remember that one... session we did. It wasn't. It wasn't Nikos, was
she
it? Was
just
the
sends
kid?
A check in the mail, like a personal check. Like we coded Lydia. So I coded Nikos and Lydia a while back, and she
didn't
pay me for that. It was a personal check.
Yeah, but
mail.
Remember she was.
But then the one we all did of Lydia, where we had that bad reliability. We haven't gotten that yet, right? No one's gotten.
Okay,
Lydia.
So let me check in. Let me write that down. Yeah. It was Lydia, it wasn't Nikos, was
it?
It
was Lydia, the one that we did all together. And she made the
we
forest.
We just did a practice of Nikos. We did a practice Nikos.
Oh, we might have done a practice. Oh, yeah, we did a practice Nikos. See, I didn't do that one because I had already done it once before, so I used my old one.
Right, but which one was did she promise to pay?
Lydia.
Was Lydia? Okay.
It was Lydia. It was the
and
one
do you know how many people coded?
Cleaner forest. Well, it was the whole group, right? So 6 people probably, right? It was back when Sarah and
was
Shoshana were with us.
I don't know.
And
Shoshana
Giacomo.
Was there back then.
I'll have to
Shoshana
check.
Shoshana jacked pretty early.
Giacomo probably
coded it. And Sarah probably coded it.
I remember Giacomo wasn't coding for a while.
Yeah.
In the summer.
You could email them and ask them if they remember coding.
Yeah.
It was with the pipe cleaner forest and stuff like that.
Oh, that's...
If they can't remember.
Yeah.
It was that one that we should pay for.
All right, I'll check into that.
Sorry that study never worked out.
Well, you know, I did tell you guys that I wanted you guys to get more experience, and we could revisit that after we're done with this project
really
to see whether you guys, the improvement makes a difference.
Maybe.
If it doesn't, it doesn't.
It's just
but
really hard to hear.
Right,
yeah.
I know.
Part of it.
All right, 79. Therapist comments on changes in child's mood or affect. Sylvia 8, Leia 4.
Whenever she was saying, like, you seem so happy today, like, last week you were so mad about the same conversation. Mm-hmm.
I guess that one conversation
is counting for everything.
Is counting for everything.
That's what I was thinking about when I did that, because I think she said that. And
well, I just want to comment that that kind of a statement has to be about what goes on in the session.
Oh, so it cannot be between?
No.
Yeah.
Then I take back my...
Did you agree with my form?
Yeah.
Okay. One of mine. One of my items.
You get one in the win column there.
One, yeah. I only backed off twice.
Backed off. All right, 90.
I'm
like nervous to see like what my stories are.
Child talks about dreams or fantasies. This should be an easy one. We've got Sylvia in 3, Leia in 7.
I don't agree with myself, and I just didn't want to look at the card first.
Yeah, but if she doesn't discuss any dreams or fantasies, you can't possibly put it in characteristic.
Right. It depends how you interpret it, I guess, but very related.
I mean, I don't remember any dreams or things.
A discussion of content has to be, a discussion has to revolve around dream content, like daydreams, fantasy material.
Play cannot count.
No.
Because like I feel it when you say like I didn't have anything, I had to push stuff up. But like one thing that I did like last year, like whenever I had to do that, I would kind of think of one with more the most neutral item. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, so that it wouldn't be like
so far.
Yeah.
You know, like because this one, if they don't talk about it, they just don't. So it's very likely that mine is gonna be uncharacteristic. So if you push it up, it's gonna be. So like, you know, something
that... Do you think it would avoid it, though? Like, wouldn't it be more like a 4? Well, like, to put it into characteristic. It's not just that it doesn't happen. It's like, it has to be, like, there's a pull for whatever that item is, but it doesn't happen.
Oh, a 4 versus a 3.
In an extreme pile.
So we're in 4.
Like a, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. 96. Yeah, 96. Child's parents are a topic of discussion.
Okay,
we're talking about the real parents. I mean, not parents in fantasy or.
Right.
Who they were?
How?
Her grandma canceling. The grandma for her is a parent because there's a parent or primary caregiver.
Yeah, no,
the grandma counts. So I mean, like she canceled the birthday party, and the man was saying. So why do you think she canceled? And they talked about it for a little bit, and then also I don't know if that counts, but also or represented them in play. The when the mom and the dad are on the phone.
Right. Okay. So that's the reason why I put it in uncharacteristic is because like there was it was like the dad becomes the bad guy, the mom becomes the good guy because the dad invited the people in, but the mom like saves the day and like. Changes something and all of a sudden like the situation is fixed. Like I feel like there could have been a discussion from Lene sort of drawing it to her parents. Like there could have been a connection.
Were the parents discussed or were they not discussed?
No.
They were not discussed?
You're saying the grandma was discussed.
Well that she's a parent.
There are parents in the play and a discussion could have been made about that, like some type of interpretation. About like oh so the dad
no and I agree with the fact that Lene was interpreting that's why the when like the part of therapist interprets child's play I put it like 2
right.
Because I agree that like she should have said something but she didn't
mm-hmm.
but it's talked about it's not analyzed
sure.
It depends how we interpret the word discuss I guess if we say discuss like discuss or talked about. What do you think?
It sounds like it should be like in a 6.
But how were they discussed?
They were talked about. They were mentioned.
But to be in like a 7 wouldn't have to be like, there would have to be like at conversation. It can't just be like.
Well, what about the conversation about the birthday party that you came to?
When I was, alright, well.
Like that counts.
And I was just saying in terms of, like, the play, like, there was a strong mother-father component, and there was
yeah,
a discussion
and it was
about
not,
it
I agree.
As a result.
It was, I mean, I feel that it's still a plus. Like, I put my plus into parents were discussed for that, because they were talked about. Like, they were brought, I mean, they were represented in play,
mm-hmm.
the parents. So the child represents them in play, and the therapist doesn't investigate and like go deep into that. But I think that was still towards, you know, the point of characteristic versus non-characteristic.
But this is an interactive item, so if there's like a pull from the child and the therapist doesn't respond, then that'd be more towards like an avoidance thing. Like this isn't just about a child item, this is about the interaction. So if like a child does a certain thing that's
well, the child's not, if Lene says, you know, boy, what about that? Your grandmother didn't throw your birthday party, and Cheyenne completely ignores the question, then you have a point.
I guess the question was the other way around. If the child brings it up and Lene doesn't follow up,
like in
is that
play, when the child part of the father and the mother talking on the phone, Lene didn't go after that.
Like the father becomes the bad object and the mother becomes the good object, but there was no like discussion.
Like Lene said, I wonder Lene said something like, Lene was like, thank you, mommy. That was so nice of you, mommy. You're such a good mommy.
Right.
So she did.
That was
say,
talked about. That was like
the play.
Right.
So it was represented in the play. Next.
I would say six.
Okay.
You're going to give her a noogie.
What about five?
All right, 98. This is huge. 7-point discrepancy.
Oh, okay.
The most.
Dustin and I both. Also, Dustin and I had trouble with that one too.
Okay, I agree with my.
The therapy relationship is discussed.
How was the therapy relationship discussed? It was like avoided.
Like you talked about a lot about you're mad at me last week because you didn't because of the you didn't like my glasses. You didn't like the. That I didn't bring the cake. We can celebrate your birthday now. Why don't we celebrate my birthday?
No. Okay. I think this is what I'm thinking. When did your session start? Because my session started like as soon as she's like, okay, so it's your birthday now, and this is like, you sit down. We're gonna celebrate your birthday, and it started like, right
I
there.
Can, I have to be. Oh, I have to be. I'm gonna be.
Maybe this one is.
Otherwise, well, you like, think you watched only a portion of the video?
I think that mine started maybe like at a different. Unless like
well,
something
two,
like.
I sent it in two pieces.
Do you know that, Leia? He sends the video in two pieces?
That's what it is.
Okay.
You only watched one of the pieces?
Yeah.
You only watched the second piece.
No.
Because you
and
sent
the session
it was two,
extremely
I was like,
long.
Why would I have, like, because when I went to the website, there was only one link there, so. I just looked at the second one because I was like, why
didn't
it
apply?
I'll just look at the
later
one.
And it wasn't on the website at all.
No,
it was
sent as two emails.
It
went to
that
thing. That's what it is.
Well, you're watching a video and it's only 20 minutes long. You thought it was just a 20-minute session.
They've been arriving so late, though. So I thought, like, oh, the session probably started late. Like, they
and also, like, they were both long because overall the whole session this time was, like, 55 minutes.
That's
okay.
Whenever
that's
I email,
what
it's
it is. That's why I don't remember that conversation. Okay. Yeah. I'm not crazy. I didn't watch.
Yeah, but still, why would you think that Cheyenne was phobic?
That item doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
But some of the other items, in terms of the conversation, but I don't remember that entire conversation happening. That's why.
That's
okay,
right.
It's not Alzheimer's.
I was afraid for you.
I was like, how high is your stress level right now?
I don't know.
Your short-term memory is shot to hell. I mean, what are you doing?
I need some neurological assessment for Alzheimer's.
We need an intervention.
Maybe you're drunk.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but
at least that means you're
all right, so Dustin can't send the whole file in one file because it's too large, so he breaks it up into two and he'll send it in two.
Okay, that would make sense.
All right.
Yeah, so one piece.
It's easier for Dustin, and it sounds like it's easier for most of you, anyways.
For me, like, I have problems.
Yeah, either website or emails, they're fine.
I just did because I usually, people sometimes have trouble with the website, and I was going to send it to Sylvia anyway, so I figured why not just put Leia's name on the email, and then
did you tell them that it was going to come in two, or?
Well, it was two different emails. One said part A and one said part B or something like that.
Part one and part two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my fault.
I noticed that the video quality was a little poorer when it's sent by email. Like,
I noticed that too.
So like,
I didn't even know.
Very nuanced facial expressions might get lost, but other than that, the email.
I thought that was just like the file.
Really, email results in poorer playback.
It was poorer than downloading it from the website. Because I don't play it right in the website window. I download it from the website, and yeah, it was harder. Like, they were fuzzy.
Interesting.
It's because I split it in half, and then when you publish it after splitting it in half, it reduces it again. So that's why it was worse quality. But I also, in case I'm not around, because the last few times Sylvia's been not be able to use the website, and she's been trying to contact me, and I haven't been around to send her the email, so I figured might as well send it ahead of time. That way, if she can't use the website,
right.
not around, she'll have it.
Yeah, they just told me what
yes.
you said.
That's where that started from.
Yeah.
Mine was like S4164.
I'll just put it on the website too.
I didn't
know what P2 was. Oh, yeah, and you have it written as P2B, didn't you? Or something B you had at the end, but there was a part A and a part B.
Yeah.
It was P1 and P2.
So I'm just a dummy. I didn't know that P1
All right. Mystery solved.
I didn't know it was P1 or P2.
All right, then 100.
We would have been good if we had done
now
the session.
But we were 6-3 with that half session.
Therapist draws connections between the therapeutic relationship and other relationships.
That's the same thing. Talking about
because I didn't see that part.
That happened at the beginning. She was talking about her, and she was saying, she didn't celebrate your party, I didn't celebrate your party, so what about me and you? And like, and then said something else. I mean, it wasn't like huge, I think like it was like exciting.
At least a letter that like, there wasn't a whole chunk of it that I like watched but didn't again. Mm-hmm. And then at least it was just.
All's well that ends well.
All of our bragging goes right down the tubes.
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
We still are good the whole night.
All right. Thank you, people.
Thank you.
I guess split.
Thanks. Oh, I will not be in the night before Thanksgiving.
Neither will any of us. We're closed. We were closed
I just
for
assumed we weren't meeting.
We're closed?
Yeah.
We have our social psych class.
We have social psych, but we don't have bio or PDS. We only have our morning class. And don't skip it, because it's my presentation.
PDS with Susan.
We have PDS with Dave Roll and
so we'll meet
Jeff in the third year. It's like your CCE preparation.
We'll meet next week, and then we'll have a week off. And then back
and then
on
back,
December 3rd.
Back.
Okay.
And then I assume not Christmas Eve,
that's
too.
That's really scary.
Or
well,
New Year's
I'll be here Christmas Eve. No, I'm just kidding.
Or New Year's Eve?
I'll be here New Year's Eve, too. No, just
kidding. Okay, so not those.
No, I'm not here either of those days.
I'll be in town New Year's Eve,
Seattle.
But I won't be wanting to hang out here.
Why not? I don't understand.
I can still hang out with you guys, but just not here doing the Q-sort.
November 25th, we're not meeting.
Yeah, November 25th.
November 25th?
No, that's the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not meeting the 26th.
And
we're
not
the
25th,
for that matter.
Yeah, not December 24th, not December 31st.
Okay. I don't even need to write it down.
And
we'll be back on the 7th, baby.
Yeah, and then we'll create a bunch out more and be done.
Wait, so December 3rd?
December
3rd. What's going on?
Yes,
December
3rd.
We have next week, but not a following week. Is that what we just said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just not the eve of Thanksgiving.
I'll be going shopping that day.